So how does it feel to be on MTVU and not even 20?
It feels great. Like we're all really excited beyond words, really. But we just know that we gotta keep going, keep working, just to make more progress. Like we haven't slowed down. We haven't been like, all right, MTVU, let's
stop.
Yeah. Like, let's take a break. We've just, we're working hardest right now to progress. Yeah.
So, I mean, how did this all happen? The whole MTVU thing? Did they just call you, or did you guys pitch to them? I mean, how'd that all happen?
We had
pitched to them. We had a video promoter, and he was like pitching our video to a bunch of different channels and stuff. And MTV really liked it, so
they put it on. I believe, I don't quite know like the whole science of the MTVU, like how to get on it, but I know that we skipped a couple levels. They put us up in, up with like bigger bands in medium rotation.
So as far as, you guys are, music lovers, it's kind of been ingrained in you since you're a little kid. You come from a huge family. I mean, growing up, what was the music scene like in your family?
On my mom's side, we were listening. My mom's side, lots of classical music. My uncle is a choir director and pianist, and he, he's basically the head honcho of the classical music
going on in our
family. Yeah. And so growing up, that was pretty much all we listened to, because we were like in a choir and stuff. And then later on, we started getting to rock bands like Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd. And I like The Who, but I don't know how much Seamus and Aiden did. And then, it started progressing more, and we started listening to contemporary bands like Arctic Monkeys, Kings of Leon, The Strokes was a big one, Muse. I mean, I could, like, listen.
Can you take us to the creative process of Farewell Well Well? I mean, that's a song that's getting all this playtime on MTV right now, and it's just a really groovy track. Can you just tell us how it was created?
Well, it was one of the last ones that we wrote before we recorded the album. I think Seamus came up with the main riff, and he was like, he just came up, or he had told me, like, we weren't at home, so we couldn't, like, play it and jam to it. But he was like, I got this riff, it's kind of like a Black Keys sounding thing, and I like it. So we went home, we started playing around with that. We came up with a chorus, which actually is, like, if you've ever heard Trampled Underfoot by Led Zeppelin, there's some guitar part that's kind of like it goes higher, like da 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 da. But, and that was kind of like the chorus inspiration, but whatever. I'm good.
It's all right.
And then we kind of finished that, and then we were like, okay, well, it's pretty short, so we need a little something extra. We need something to spice it up. And so,
and then we just sort of put that breakdown at
the
end.
We put that hardcore riff breakdown at the end, just just to make the song a little bit longer. No, not really.
So let's be fair. Let's be honest, too. I mean, do you guys fight? I have a twin brother that I can't do anything with. I can't even watch TV with without fighting. You guys are three brothers in a band together. What's the relationship like?
We get along pretty well. I mean, we all... Like, there have been fights, like, of course, but I think that's what I like about the brother band thing, is that it's never really, like, awkward or anything between us. if like we want to tell somebody something, which I found has been like when I've been playing just with like friends or something, and it's kind of like,
and you can't be like, dude, that sucks, like stop.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. As far as your long term goals, I mean, there are a lot of young bands out there that are, you know, doing things that are similar to you guys. How do you want to separate yourself from them?
Oh, I don't know. Be better. I think, I mean, at least in our short experience, I think we work harder than a lot of the bands we see. Gosh, I never really thought about that. I guess I don't want to be like a flash bang like band where it's like, oh, they're on the cover of Rolling Stone once and then they're gone, you never hear of them again. I wanna, it's like I'm not even suggesting like that kind of fame. I want a long career in it with a solid fan base. That's how I want to be seen as, in the band.
So let's have some fun here. I mean, listening to your music, you could totally hear, some of the bands that you guys mentioned, but tell us some of your guilty pleasures, like some of those artists and some of those bands that you love to listen to that people wouldn't assume or that you wouldn't necessarily want to tell anybody.
Gosh, I mean, it's weird. Like, I listen to lots of Taylor Swift.
I listen to lots of Kid Cudi. however you pronounce it. Kid Cudi, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
I really like him. It's not really like a guilty pleasure. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah.
I listen to a lot more pop music than I ever thought I would.
Well, why do you think that is?
Maybe I just, like, grew to like it more, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely not because, like, I wanted to be, like, I wanted, like, everyone to know that, like, I'm cool when I listen to cool person music. It's just because, like, just, I don't know, I just kind of thought a lot of it sounded good.
It's like, if I like the music, then I like the music, so it's,
All right, I'm going to give you guys another hypothetical here. Let's just say, the album's in stores and you see, like, a 14, 15-year-old kid with his band tee on and he's kind of eyeing the album and he's got it in his hand and he puts it back and then he puts it back in his hand. You know, that experience that we've all had in a record store. How do you go over to him and tell him, to take home that album?
It's like everything you dreamed of and more, dude. You won't worry. It'll be the biggest decision of your life. No. I think I'll be like, dude, why not? Give it a chance. I think it's pretty, I'll be like, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd probably just talk to him about it,
mm-hmm.
about how it was made, hopefully just get him interested in it, and, like, tell him that I am in that band.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to retain the sense of mystery, dude. I just want to be like, just like, dude, buy that album and then and, like, walk away. So it'll be like, I got this album now.
Oh man, I was interviewing a musician last week and he said to me that the two biggest things any musician has is his ego and his insecurity. How do you guys think that pertains to you guys and your music?
I think we're no ego and all insecurity.
No, we got, I mean, we're definitely confident in our music, but we're not big-headed, I would say.
Yeah, and no, I don't think we're not. We use our ego, we use our insecurity to
to create the music and then our ego to flaunt the music, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I sort of agree with that. As a songwriter by myself, like when I write songs by myself aside from the band, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, is there anything else you guys want to tell the people listening about you, about yourselves, about this album, about the future?
Stay tuned. You will see us soon. You can buy our album on iTunes, and you can listen to it on our website, www.cantotheband.com.